Our final guest of the morning from the charity Making Me, it's Liz Fordham. Good morning, Liz.
Morning, Steve. Morning, everybody.
Well, this event taking place over the course of the whole week, it struck me when I was chatting to Danielle on Monday and read a little bit about it, that it's something that we shouldn't really have a child safety week. It should be child safety all year round.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that we talk about and we think about when we're talking about sort of general well-being is the extent to which we as parents, as adults in the worlds of our children, it is our responsibility to, what one of the things we talk about at Making Me is we allow our children to play on top of a flat mountain. And I think, you know, potentially the word boundaries is not terribly trendy these days, but actually giving our children boundaries, you know, letting them play on top of the flat mountain so that we put the sort of fence, as it were, around the top so that they can just go ahead and play, giving children back that capacity to enjoy their childhood, because we've got it. We've got the point at which we know that's not okay. And enforcing those boundaries, like I say, it's a hard job to do as a parent. I know I've had three children of my own, and it's pretty relentless. It's pretty boring because, you know, you're unpopular and you're repeating yourself. But I do think we have a responsibility to put some boundaries in place so that our children can enjoy their childhood and can feel safe physically, emotionally, on every level, really.
I talked about the importance of keeping children safe from burns with Danielle on Monday, right. But just looking at some of the contents on the child safety website, and one that struck me as being as important for children as it is for adults in the workplace, and those of us who've worked with health and safety in a workplace, Liz, will know that trips and slips are one of the biggest causes of accidents in the workplace. Equally, we take a look at children when they're first starting to walk, and we want them to get their confidence and to walk as well, but inevitably they're going to take a tumble.
Yeah, and you know, that's all about, you know, going back to what I was just saying, that's all about the boundaries. We put the boundaries there to keep them safe because we know, you know, just like we know when they're starting to walk, we hold their hand, we take away the table so they don't bang their head on the corner of a table. One of the most important things for well-being, emotional well-being rather than necessarily physical well-being, is this capacity that I'm sure I've talked about before, Steve, is for rupture and repair. So when our children do take a tumble, when they do perhaps push the boundaries, particularly when they hit the teenage years, when they're sort of rebirthing anyway, but when they do take that tumble, we need to be there to say, okay, I put the boundary in place, you overstep the mark, or you push the boundary, it's normal, and we allow that repair afterwards, just like we would with a physical illness, a physical hurt. We have to allow for that repair of the emotional hurt, the emotional bruises. And I think that's, you know, the damage is not done on the rupture. The damage isn't done when somebody tumbles and falls. The damage is done if there's not a healing process afterwards. That capacity for rupture and repair, so boundaries followed by rupture and repair, are how we keep our children emotionally safe and well.
On Black Cat Radio this morning, we are talking to Liz Fordham, the Chief Executive Officer of Making Me, the charity from Bedford, and she's been a regular on the show. Liz, I think prevention is better than cure springs to mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Steve. And that's exactly what we do at Making Me. We are looking at putting in place knowledge and skills so that children don't tumble and fall really as much as possible. I think one of the things that, again, I will go back to, one of the things that I think we need to be really mindful of is explaining to our children, not from a sort of despotic, you will do as I say because I can tell you, but to explain to them that because we love them, that's why we're putting boundaries in place. It, you know, particularly like I say, as they get older, when they, you know, it's part of the job of a teenager to push against the rules, to push against the boundaries, but reinforcing those boundaries because I love you, because it's my job to keep you safe. I read a really lovely analogy the other day about sort of bringing up children, particularly teenagers, and it was this idea of them, you know, that the sort of teenage years are about structuring a jigsaw puzzle. And as parents, our job is to put the, you know, as you do when you start a jigsaw puzzle, you put the outer edges and the corner pieces in place first. And then once those outer edges and corner pieces are in place, it's then, you know, for us to work with or allow the child to have a go at putting the inner pieces together. And sometimes we can force them in place. Sometimes, you know, we think we've got them in place and it turns out we don't. But for us as parents, as adults in the world of our children, to put those outer edges of the jigsaw puzzle in place is really important. And honestly, Steve, in terms of prevention, being upfront about where those boundaries are, having those conversations upfront with our children, because I love you, this is the rule, this is the boundary, that will prevent a lot of the sort of fallout that comes from, you know, kids want to be in their minds free. They think it's great when they get sort of free pass, as it were. But actually, to really feel safely held, emotionally held, it's the best thing for our children's well-being.